The kick is up. It has the distance. And it's good! The Texans beat Green Bay at Lambeau Field.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thank you, Mark. You're listening to the Texans Today podcast. I'm Drew Doherty of Texans TV. And on Friday night, the Houston Texans wrapped up the preseason with a win on the road against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And afterwards, head coach Gary Kubiak discussed that W and what it means for his ball club.
Chester was out there late in the second quarter, a lot of guys he never played with.
I wanted him to play a half, you know, and like I told him, I know the streak's important to him, and I know he's a lot better football player than he was last week, and he knows it too. He hadn't been playing. So we'll go back and look at this half, but I know it was important for him to get some more time so that he feels good going into New York.
Gary, who else flashed besides Grossman tonight?
There's a lot of guys on the defensive side of the ball. I thought Frank Oakham did some good stuff in the game. You know, Kevin Bentley played almost the whole game. I have to go look, Bob. And I mean, one thing about it, all our backers played. They played the whole game. I mean, so we'll get on the plane here. We'll see them for 50, 60 snaps. So we're not going to get like 10 or 12. So.
What do you think when you turned it over so much there earlier?
Well, yeah, obviously, you know, Anthony doesn't hang on to the ball there, and then I think the other one, he probably should have hung on to the other one, too. I couldn't see across the field, but, you know, there's a lot of young players playing. They were playing a lot of young guys. We were playing a lot of young guys, a little sloppy early, but then it settled down. It was a good competitive football game, so I think we both got some good work out of it.
Did Grossman exceed your expectations under the circumstances?
Yeah, I would say that for not having played and throwing a lot at him, yes, Did he do something that I didn't think he could do? No, I know he can do that stuff. I've seen him do it time and time again. But to not be with us and not working, not doing anything, to all of a sudden step out there and play the way he played, that's very impressive.
Yes.
What is the position now, based on what you've seen, that's going to be the toughest, a couple of them?
I think defensive line is going to be extremely tough, John. Secondary is going to be some extremely tough cuts. The running back position is going to be extremely tough. There's four or five right there that I honestly can't sit here and tell you that I have an answer until I really look at the film and get everybody's opinion on it. We'll do that on the way home and early in the morning.
You feel better about your team right now than you did, say, last week?
Well, I mean, I think we could have had a better preseason, obviously. We played some real good football teams in the preseason. Playing New Orleans and Minnesota back-to-back to me are excellent football teams. So I think our ones did some good stuff throughout the preseason on offense. Defensively, we did the same, but, you know, had some mistakes in the run game. We got things to fix like everybody else, John, but it's time to go. So, I mean, we got to play a great football team coming out of the gate right here.
Is any question that Dan's still your backup quarterback?
I'll go back and look. You know, I thought Dan did some good stuff tonight. I'm going to evaluate him and Rex and, make a decision from there. I felt like it was very competitive going into camp. It's just that Rex missed a great deal of time.
Would you expect Rex, being who he is, been in the Super Bowl, been to the playoffs, play well in that situation anyway?
You know, I don't think any of us knew, John, because he hadn't done nothing. He's had a day and a half of practice. I mean, he hasn't practiced until... What's today? Friday. He practiced Wednesday for the first time. And, you know, we're out there an hour and 20 minutes, and we're out there 45 minutes on Thursday morning, and he comes in and plays the way he did and handled the team very well, which I was impressed with.
Snaring passes one-handed in practice, also playing deep snapper, and even starting at fullback on Friday night for the Texans. And after that game with the Buccaneers, we caught up with him.
Finally be out there contributing, and we got the win. I felt like I did, you know, I was part of that, getting the win, so it felt great.
Tell us about the touchdown.
You know, I jumped off sides to play before. It was like third and short. We're going to run a running play. So I felt terrible about that. But it ended up working out because then we threw a pass play, and it was, you know, a stick seam. So it was like a double move play. And just it happened, the safety bit on it. And I was open, and Rex threw a great pass, and the offensive line did a great job blocking. So, you know, couldn't have been any better to get that first touchdown, even though it's preseason. It's still, it always feels good to be in the end zone. And it was just a great experience.
How do you feel to be a lead blocker? How do you think you did as a lead blocker?
I thought I did really well. It's tough to tell before, you know, you watch the film, but out there I felt good about it. I wasn't just out there getting run over or anything like that. I feel like I was doing a great job. And, We'll see on film what it looks like, but I thought I did a great job at fullback and the times I did it tight end, the blocking stuff. And I think I've been getting, you know, now that it's finally training camp's over, you know, you can kind of look back at everything you've done. I think I've gotten a lot better, and I think I've done a really great job blocking it. And hopefully, you know, now it's out of my control now, you know.
Worried you may not make the team.
That's pretty stressful. It's really stressful. I don't know, you know. I feel like I did the best I could. I don't have any regrets about it, and we'll see what happens tomorrow.
Cut tomorrow, we'll be able to get you, right?
What's that?
If you get cut, we'll be able to find you, right?
Yeah, you'll be able to find me. I ain't giving up. I'll find something. I'll keep working, whatever happens.
Receiver Jacoby Jones led the way yardage-wise for the Texans and scored on a long bomb from Rex Grossman, and Jones afterwards talked all about the game.
You think you made the team tonight?
Hopefully. If not, that's a hard thing not to do. Then you have to three catches for 148.
So you made the Texans coaches' choices a lot easier, you think?
I hope so. Suppose so. You know, I just had the mind frame to come out and to make plays and to call my number.
How worried were you going into this game that you may not make it?
I wasn't really worried at all. I mean, like I said, I put it in God's hands. All I got to do is come out, be consistent, and make the plays.
Tell us about the touchdown. What happened?
Kyle dialed up a nice call. Yeah, I mean, it was in the right defense, so Rex made a heck of a throw, and I just did what God gave me to do, catch and run.
When you're going on a long route like that, and you see the ball coming, and you see that you've got the defender beat, your eyes get big, and what are you thinking at that point?
Man, when I see the – first I had to find it. Once I found it, I was like, man, catch the ball. When it hit my hand, I was like, I am not getting caught. That's all I was thinking. Don't get caught.
This preseason, Gary Kubiak gave you an order, more or less. Grow up, mature. Do you think you've done that?
I think I have. You know what I mean? On the field and off the field, I think I matured a lot, and then that's what I've got to stay consistent with.
You going to sleep well tonight?
Hope so. I'm still kind of sore, nicked up, so I'm going to try to – sleep real well in the plane.
That's not what I mean. Worried about getting a call tomorrow. You're not concerned about not making the team.
Like I said before, man, that's I put it in God's hands. And so I'm gonna go home, get a good night's sleep, pray about it.
Mike Beasing had a team high 7 tackles, also a pair of takeaways, and he just may have secured a spot on the roster.
I left everything I had on the field, and you know, hopefully things will end in my favor. But you know, it's out of my hands now.
In a situation like that, for a player like you, who you know is on the bubble tonight, do you go in feeling the pressure? Do you think more, or is it hard to just go out there and play?
Well, I've been in this situation a couple times before. I think if you get caught up in the numbers game and all that stuff, you know, it brings you out of your element. So I just try to stick with who I am and go out there and do what I do, you know, week in and week out. And, you know, hopefully that'll be good enough.
You had the pick and you nearly had two. What happened?
You know, caught that one, tried to get it in the end zone as best as I could, but, you know, just didn't get there. And the other one, you know, should have had that one. You know, I'm sure it's, you know, I'll catch a little grief for that in the main room. You know, Gibbs is going to get after me for that. You know, should have had it, but, you know, just out of my reach.
I've asked a couple of the other guys the same thing. How difficult a night and day tomorrow will this be for you, and what are you going to be experiencing?
Yeah, you know, I mean, it is tough. This is your livelihood. This is what, you know, you've been working for since OTAs, workouts, all that stuff. Let's try to make this 53. You know, but I think it's, you know, like going back to what I said, if you can put your best stuff out there week in and week out, and, you know, at this point, there's no more that I can do. I've stated my case, and, you know, I'm sure it's going to be a restless night. But, you know, it's out of my hands, and I'll just have to wait for that decision.
Every time the phone rings tomorrow, you're going to jump?
Probably. You know, it's one of those things where you like to say calm and everything, but you're going to be on pins and needles because it's, you know, it's a big-time decision. You know, it's what you're going to be doing, hopefully, for the next, you know, 17 weeks plus.
Rex Grossman came in at quarterback and was quite impressive, leading the Texans to victory. He reflected on his game afterwards.
All right, so how did you feel about your performance tonight?
I thought it went well, you know. We were able to put a lot of points on the board and come away with the win. And the thing I was happy about is Coach Shanahan called a play, and they gave us the right defense, and we were able to execute. And that was the story all night. We had good running game, good defense, and defense held them at the end. So I feel pretty good about my performance, and see what happens.
Kubiak was very impressed. So is that the rhythm that we should be able to expect from you?
Well, yeah, I'd love it if it happened like that every time. You know, that's what every player strives for is consistency.
And hard work.
So, yeah, it was my first time in this offense, and I was excited how it turned out.
Were you worried before you only had a day and a half of practice? Were you worried about coming in here like that?
Yeah, a little bit, you know. I never really run this offense before, just in practice, a couple reps here and there, and then I, you know, pulled my hamstring, and that set me back 3 weeks. So anytime you throw a long touchdown pass, it definitely eases your mind.
Are you worried at all?
You know, you're always worried. You know, I was worried in Chicago when I was a starter. You never know what's going to happen. So I just wanted to come with a good performance, so I feel happy about that.
For all the information you could ever want and need about your favorite team, go to HoustonTexans.com. My name's Drew Doherty, and I'm a Texan.